And I am a resident of Wisconsin. You know this. Welcome back. And with that said, I'm very happy to say I am joined by the University of Wisconsin Athletic Director. He has served as AD there since 2004. During his time as Athletic Director, Wisconsin has won 16 national titles, 74 conference regular season or tournament titles. He was the head football coach there from 1990 to 2005. He led the Badgers to 3 Big Ten titles, 3 Rose Bowl wins as head coach. He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He did announce his retirement effective June 30th. I am joined by Barry Alvarez. Barry, it's great to have you back. How are you, Barry?
I'm great, Jim. How you doing?
I'm so good, and it's great to have you on. So, Barry, Tuesday, it became official that you were stepping down as AD at the end of June. Let me start right there. What led to the decision, and what made you feel like this was the right time to do so?
Yeah, Jim, actually, I was going to do it in January of last year after the last football season. But with the pandemic, I just didn't feel it was right to turn the program over to someone new and give them the burden of getting through it. So I visited with the chancellor, told her I would stay on and until we got through this. And it looks like we're moving through the back end of it. At least I hope so anyhow, but it was time. I'm 74 years old and it's time to pass the baton on.
I got it. Barry Alvarez joining us. Now, Barry, Tuesday, the official Twitter account posted a photo of you in front of all the trophies that have been won in your time there. 16 teams have won national championships in your tenure. The photo itself is amazing. In fact, I'm going to say it's a really badass photo. It's like the ultimate scoreboard. What do all the trophies mean to you?
Well, it talks about the consistency of our program and the depth of our program. You know, it all starts by you have to win in football. You have to fill the stadium. Football is going to be 80% of your budget, and it allows everyone else to have a budget that allows them to compete. But it talks about the coaches that we've hired and the type of kids that they recruit, how they represent us. It talks about, you know, the totality of the program. And I couldn't be more proud of it.
Barry Alvarez is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He announced his retirement effective on June 30th. You know, Barry, I look at that photo, and it would certainly indicate that Wisconsin athletics is a powerhouse now. However, take us back to when you first arrived as head coach. In the 4 years before you arrived, the football team had won a total of 9 games. You yourself had a really good thing going at Notre Dame. What made you take that job with Wisconsin when you did?
Jim, my goal was to be a head coach. Division One. I really patterned my career after my college coach, Bob Devaney at Nebraska, who I really admired. You know, I even started out as a high school coach like he did. And, you know, he took a program that was down, turned it around, built it, sustained it, took the athletic director's job, built the athletic program. And that's what I always wanted to do. And we were able to come into Wisconsin. I felt, and I said when I took the job, I thought it was a sleeping giant. One Division One school that plays football in the state. It was good, you know, they played good athletics here, yet the good players were leaving the state. I thought I had a good plan to correct that. I knew I was going to put a good staff together. I knew the Big Ten. I love Madison. I love the state of Wisconsin. I just thought it was right. And seemed to work out pretty well.
Barry Alvarez joining us. Now, you knew it was not going to be easy, and it wasn't in the early years. Barry, that first season, the team went 1-10. And as you've said, quote, on Monday, I would have to go in and meet with assistant coaches, then the team, and I'd have to walk in. I'd have to be confident. But before I had to walk in there, I'd curl up in my office in the fetal position, aching. I was hurting so bad, end of quote. So what were the early days really like?
Well, you know, when you take over, I left Notre Dame. Actually, you know, we had success at Iowa. Lou Holtz recruited me to Notre Dame, and my second year there, he made me the coordinator. We won, I think, 25 of 26 games, including a national championship. And you think it's all your coaching, you forget it was the players. But you know, we just didn't inherit enough players. We just weren't good enough. We couldn't move the ball on offense. We could compete on defense, but we, you know, we just need better players. I knew I could hire staff that really could go out and recruit. You know, I had a month to recruit after I took the job before signing day, And the class that we recruited ended up being the nucleus of the Rose Bowl team in 93. So, you have to have a plan, and we had a good plan to get it done, and I had the right people around me to help.
Barry Alvarez joining us. And then, Barry, you got to motivate guys, right? You got to recruit guys, then you got to motivate, and you got to lead. For instance, Joe Panos, who played for you in the early 90s, told The Athletic, and it's a great quote, "If you ask everyone who played for Barry Alvarez, we believe in that man, we'd follow him to the gates of hell and really think that we had a shot to kick the devil's ass," end of quote. It's such a great quote. First of all, what's it mean to hear that from him? And secondly, how were you able to give those guys that level of confidence?
I've said all along, he's the greatest captain that we ever had here, and he's the one that really allowed, he followed everything that I said, what he said, he meant. Jim, one of my theories and one of the things I believe in, I'm a fairly confident person, and the thing, when you have a team and you're competing, I always felt like I wanted to give them an edge. I wanted them to feel like they had an edge regardless of who they played. I wanted them to think that they were coached better, that there's something that I would give them throughout the week that they thought they had an advantage on whoever they played. And that's the way they went into games.
Barry Alvarez joining us. You know, he had another great story for The Athletic, which was before the Illinois game, Barry, back in 93. You had a chance to go to the Rose Bowl with a win. Panos said that Illinois coach Lou Tepper was talking some junk, and that Illinois was just not showing you guys a whole lot of respect. He says that you got everybody fired up before the game and then ended with, quote, "And after the game, I'm walking up to the 50-yard line and I'm going to kick Lou Tepper's ass," end of quote. What do you remember about that moment and that team and that day?
Well, I'd say anything to get my team cranked up. And I knew that would fire him up. Lou's a little guy, so that wasn't a very bold statement, but right. I'd say anything to get my guys cranked up.
You know, in 93, you win 10 games. You break the school record for most wins in a season. It was a record that stood for more than 90 years. And then, Barry, since 93, the program has had 13 10-win seasons. You know, when you think about where you started, what you inherited, I understand that you had a plan. I understand that you had confidence. But how much pride do you take in the fact that you were able to completely change the standard and the expectations for Wisconsin football?
That's one of the things I take most pride in. You know, you watch a lot of schools. They have a great season, then the bottom falls out. You see a lot of brand-name schools around the country who've won national championships, have every advantage in the world because of their tradition, where they're located in hotbeds of high school football. And you see them take dips over the last – since the time you're talking, since 93. Yet we really haven't taken a dip. The consistency – we talked about building the program with a good foundation that would last, and that's exactly what we've been able to do, and I'm extremely proud of that.
Barry Alvarez is joining us for a few more moments. Barry, I want to talk to you for a minute about Anthony Davis. He played for you in the early 2000s. He also told The Athletic that he still gets choked up when he thinks about how you responded to September 11th. He had family on the East Coast. He was unable to connect with them, but you stopped practice, and you asked every guy from the East Coast about their family. What he always talks about that to this day. What do you remember about that time?
Well, that was I can remember getting ready to come out to practice, and someone in one of the offices yelled at me to come in here. The players were in meetings, and I went in and I saw the plane going into the World Trade Center, and I'm thinking somebody just declared war on us. That's the first thing that came to my mind. And then you started seeing what was happening, and I had a number of players from the East Coast. So that's the first thing that I addressed with them and wanted to make sure that they contacted their people. And we did everything we can to help them get through that, because I knew how emotional it was and could have been and how concerned all of them were, and all of us were concerned. So the first thing I was concerned and care about my kids, care about the players and their well-being, and that's just an example.
Barry Alvarez, my guest. Barry, I would say to you that that was the way you handled your program and you cared about your players, and that's an example of that. But I would even go and extend this further, because the Badger family is so expansive, and I've now experienced this firsthand. And I can really say this because you and I used to have conversations, always great conversations, when you coached, and you were always great about coming on the program, and you were always accessible to us, and I always enjoyed that. But I didn't fully understand, right, until we sent our son to Wisconsin, and he's a sophomore right now. And the whole process started because when I mentioned it on the air that we were looking for a college, all of a sudden the Badger Nation, the Badger Mafia, came to the forefront. Now, you went to Nebraska, you were at Notre Dame, you were at Iowa, you've been in other places, even though you've been in Wisconsin for more than 30 years. Can you help me explain what is so exceptional and so unique about this family? Because everybody loves their school, but Wisconsin and Badger Nation truly is different.
You know, it's interesting. I just had Mike Tannenbaum in the office today. He was bringing his daughter through, you know, they're from down in Miami, and showing his daughter the campus, who wants to come to school here. And I told her, I said, I don't know anyone who's come to school here and gone to school here that it doesn't absolutely love this place, love Madison, love the university. When you leave here with a degree, you have a world-class degree. Donna Shalala said it best. Our students compete extremely hard during the week and party very hard during the weekend. So they're going to get an education, they're going to compete, but they're going to enjoy themselves at the same time. I've had three children go to school here. My third grandchild is going to school here, and I love it, and I'm proud of them, and I'm proud of the school.
I love it. It's really funny that statement that you just made is the exact statement that I used when I said to my son Jake, like, he had it in his head, Barry, he wanted to go to NYU. And I said, listen, you got to go somewhere with a college experience. And I said the exact same thing. Literally everybody that I have ever spoken to that went to Wisconsin absolutely loved going there. I've never met anybody who didn't love it. Last thought, when I was in the press box for the Rose Bowl, not your favorite day, of course. That was a tough day, but I saw your grandkids. What's it like being a grandfather?
Well, I've got 8 grandkids. I've had 2 of them play for us. It's truly special to be able to watch your grandkids playing on the field and competing. But I've got a granddaughter that's a freshman right here right now, and to see her to get through, you know, work her way through the pandemic and that type thing, it is awesome. And then I've got grandkids all the way from 7 up to 25, I'll be able to spend a little more time with the young ones now after I retire.
That's the whole point. He served as AD since 2004, did announce the retirement. It's effective on June 30th. He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, a Badger legend. He is Barry Alvarez. Barry, promise me this won't be our last conversation. Congrats on an amazing career, and I really do always appreciate the access, the relationship, and the fact that you always made it a point to come on this show.
Absolutely, and you can count on me being back, Jim.
Absolutely. Love it, Barry. Thanks so much. Barry Alvarez, if you have anything to do with that university, you know what an icon and a legend Barry Alvarez is. You know, The Athletic did a whole write-up, and the point was made that you'd be hard-pressed to find any single individual that had a bigger or a greater impact on an athletic program, a single individual that had a greater impact on an athletic program than Barry Alvarez did Wisconsin. And I don't think that I can refute that at all.